And it's time for part two of the European show. And we are deciding to start in Italy. And I'm talking to my very, very good friend, Connor Clancy, Italian Serie A expert. Now, last time we spoke, Connor, we spoke in depth about the quality of Napoli and their ability to stay the course in this title race. And we kind of highlighted the fact that in previous years, it's kind of fallen apart. Well, as we sit here, 15 games, 13 wins, 41 points out of 45, 8-point lead, wins at Roma, at Milan, at Atalanta, sorry. This team's for real, isn't it?
They seem to be. They seem to be. Now, there's the obvious caveat. I'm sorry. If anyone listens to this podcast and likes Napoli, they must hate when I come on. Because there's the obvious caveat that Luciano Spalletti and Napoli tend to start seasons very, very well. But I think that this season that will actually play in their favour, personally, because when we come back in January, we're basically starting a season all over again. So I don't see any reason why Napoli can't replicate this form at the beginning of what is the second half of this season. So they look very, very good. Like, more impressive than I can remember a Napoli side being. I think in all the time I've been following Serie A, we had the Mazzarri side when they had Hamsik and Cavani and Lavezzi up front. And then there was the Maurizio Sarri side when they were just playing the best football in Europe. This current Napoli under Spalletti have all of the defensive strength that you could ask for, despite losing Koulibaly, and they're just relentless in attack as well. I mean, Victor Osimhen is a phenomenon. I think we've spoken about him before. Kvaratskhelia has just taken to Serie A in a way that nobody could have expected him to. And you saw firsthand against Liverpool just how impressive and unstoppable he can be when he's at it. And you look through the side and you don't see an obvious weakness. And this is despite them having lost not just big players, but iconic pillars of that club in Insigne and Koulibaly over the summer. And it's hard not to just take your hat off to the work that Spalletti's doing.